Welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
Welcome, everyone, to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele, Marketing Coordinator with MassMEP. And today we have a special guest with us who at times has been a co-host with me. And some of you probably, actually most of you probably don't know this, but Lisa Oden, who is our Project Development Coordinator, she is actually the individual who's behind all of the great questions that we ask during our podcast. So today we thought, let's have Lisa on with us and let's get caught up on what she's been doing on her side of the MassMEP, how would you call this, team, I would say, Lisa, right?
Yeah, I think team is a great word.
Yeah, so Lisa, why don't you kind of give us a rundown? So you do the questions for us, but and obviously there's a lot of times you're involved with us and you come on as a guest co-host and you help ask questions. What else is it that you do for our team at MassMEP?
Well, the main function for my job is actually in helping to write workforce training fund grants with the companies. And right now during the COVID days, you know, companies have got their hands full with a lot of things. So we've had, I have a little bit of extra time on my hands. And so I have gotten involved with writing blogs and then also doing video blogs or vlogs with some of the companies that have been active in the COVID-19 response, you know, in kind of getting their side of the story. And that's been very exciting to do, actually.
Yeah, so we're kind of parallel paths where we do the podcast. And what I had spoke about in the last podcast was kind of recapturing everything that we've done, I would say, since the days of March. I don't know if the Ides of March would be a good way to term that. But we kind of went back through, and so we do very similar, but you're obviously you're fancier with it because you write some amazing pieces that really draw great attention to some of these, you know, manufacturers and clients of ours that we work with. So I went back through last week, kind of did a run through of what we've been doing with our podcast. Do you want to give us kind of like the same thing, maybe recapture what you've been doing the past couple of months and where you are with maybe then we can get into what you might be thinking of doing moving forward for the blogs and for the vlogs. And then we'll jump into that too. Maybe give us an idea behind how that came about. And, you know, I might ask you some fun questions too with that.
I'd love some fun questions. We started out by doing some of these blogs on, like I said, companies that had a response to the COVID-19 situation and that, you know, had been deemed essential employers and that sort of thing for the products that they were making to help address the whole situation. And I think to date, I've written 10 little blog articles about these companies, and many of them have also done a video piece, that vlog piece, with as well, so that, you know, we've gotten to talk directly with the companies. And if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and list the companies that we've done this with.
Absolutely. It's always good to keep them involved as well.
Yeah, because I was going to say, for example, Beryl Corporation was very early on, with the N95 masks and making masks. Web Industries has been involved with lateral flow immunology, and that's actually some of the tests for the COVID-19. They're looking to hire 125 people too. So if anybody here is looking for work, they should check that out on Web Industries' website. We talked with Merrow Manufacturing down in the Fall River area, who pivoted to make surgical caps, gaiters, and medical and isolation gowns. So, you know, we're seeing, like, it's so interesting to talk to each of these different companies because they're all doing something a little bit different. Lacerda, got into the face shield production, and I think that they've sold over, or they've donated a lot, but they've also sold a bunch, over 7 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yes. 99 Degrees is making isolation gowns. AbbVie, right in Worcester, is doing a lot of work. Of course, they're an international company, and they're doing a lot of work sort of worldwide on this issue, but basically supporting the clinical studies and basic research related to COVID.
Okay.
AIS, which is Affordable Interior Systems, got into some of the PPE, making some face masks.
Wait, so AIS, aren't they, make custom furniture, right?
Yes, but I was going to say, but also making screens, you know, between. Yes. So now that, you know, if you're going to go back to work and your company needs to buy new cubicles that are certain heights, and if you need any of the screen kind of things, they are making that as well.
Wow.
Flexcon company early on, again, this was before there was anything set up even, you know, was getting requests for face shields, and they jumped right in and got going with that. Also, K&K Thermoforming was also doing face shields early on, you know, and donating them to their local emergency response teams and nursing homes and things like that. These companies have been phenomenal in their response. And then Universal Plastics, who besides face shields is making intubation or aerosol boxes for the hospitals. And I've got to say that it's been, I get goosebumps with every company that I talk to. It's so inspiring to hear their stories and also to hear how thankful and amazed they are at the dedication of their employees throughout all of this, that it's been like a rallying point for everybody. So, you know, like I say, it's been very goosebump producing for me.
Yeah. And I, we did that podcast with, Northeastern Machines and AccuRounds, and they said the same thing. You know, it was really the employees, the most important thing for them was, like you said, knowing that what they're doing now is making a difference. It was before they went to their job and they did it day, you know, day to day. It was just a job. You go in and do your job. And now what they're doing and putting forward is really helping us as one system in the United States to continue to keep moving forward. And especially our own little section of that, which is Massachusetts, where of course we focus on, really kind of keeping us moving forward and not, you know, falling behind, maybe in some, like some other places might be, unfortunately, at this time, but we're lucky. We have a great system that just keeps pushing us forward. So it's cool. It's, you've done some really good blogs, and it's been pretty awesome to see how we can, you know, keep this, our parallel system, because obviously we, you know, our, what we're looking to do is making sure that our message from MassMEP, we're keeping it, you know, out there for them so that they're getting the information first. That's most important right now.
Right.
So being able to do this, whether it's through the podcast, through your blogs or through your vlogs, it's, we're fortunate to have this opportunity to be able to do this for them every day.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's just, for me, it's just been so inspiring, you know, I can't say enough about that.
Yeah.
In terms of, you want to know what I'm thinking about for down the road?
Yeah. What do you got? What do you think? What do you got coming on?
Well, you know, so we want to try to, it's hard to know what we're going to do really in the future, because we're trying to stay up to date with COVID-19 as it changes. And, you know, it can change in a heartbeat, as we've all seen. So, but right now there's a couple of things that we're looking at. MassMEP has been very involved with the manufacturing emergency response team here in Massachusetts, who has done a great job of trying to get their arms around this whole situation. And so I think that we might try to focus on a couple of the companies, few of the companies that have been part of that MERT response. And then there's also been more recently, there's an entrepreneur challenge. That's going on, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think that there's been a round one which focused on general face masks, and and you could apply for a grant, a $25,000 grant with these challenges. And the second one was on anything that supports the reopening, you know, of the Commonwealth. And so another $25,000. I think that one just closed on Wednesday. It was July 15th, I think. So, so there are companies that are being given these grant awards, and it would be kind of fun to maybe follow up with some of those companies too and see what's happening with them on this.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because great minds think alike, because I'm on the same path with you on that one, Lisa. Same with the podcast and moving forward with, you know, we do want to get a podcast out about the MRT, because it's just, it's such a valuable resource to the infrastructure of Massachusetts and our manufacturers. And then the same thing with the entrepreneur challenge. Same thing, we haven't approached Jeff about that yet. So that's just between you, me, and everybody else that's listening right now. But we're gonna ask him to be a part of one of our podcasts too. So we'll go after him together and we'll get him on board with us. So same thing, going after them. And that entrepreneur challenge is actually, there's going to be five challenges. So they've done challenge one and challenge two. So we have three more challenges to go with that. So three more opportunities for a company to come out of this with a $25,000 grant, which is huge right now, right?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Any help that they can get, I think, is phenomenal. Yeah. And, you know, I think that the, Massachusetts and Governor Baker's response to the Massachusetts situation was really quite good. Yeah. You know, setting up the MRT was one of those initiatives, you know, for a statewide thing. So I think that that's such a valuable program to know more about.
Yeah, because that MRT, and the MRT was quick. That was right at the very beginning, wasn't it? Yeah, very, very beginning. So you're right. We kept our finger on the pulse and knew what was going on. And thankfully, so did, like you're saying, Governor Baker and the administration and those teams with some of those companies. They let us know, hey, we're going to need some help and support with this. And we're lucky at MassMEP to be a part of that.
Yeah, well, it was sort of a natural pairing, because we have the tentacles down into the manufacturers. And that was sort of what the need was, and all of our staff who talks manufacturing and knows how to, you know, speak with the manufacturers and ask the questions that were needed to get the databases put together for the PPE supplies and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So the vlogs or the video logs, so we do, you know, those were a new little piece that you added. Is that fun for you to enjoy doing those?
You know, I do actually. I know you were talking about me writing questions and that kind of thing before, and I quite enjoy writing a lot. It's probably one of the reasons I'm on the grant writing team, right? So that is something that I enjoy. But at another point in my career earlier, I used to do a lot of public speaking. And I had to crack myself up, because the first time somebody gave me a microphone, I was like, a microphone. So then one of my friends that year actually bought me a microphone for Christmas. Okay.
Oh, nice.
So I think it's fun to do these pieces like this. I'm not, a lot of people do have a hard time with the public speaking piece and that kind of thing, but I do not. I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. And you do a great job of it too, Lisa, which is really nice. And even your guests have said that, right? And they've said,
I've actually gotten compliments on it, but you know what? It's been great to be able to give companies the credit for having been a responder to the COVID-19. There's a lot of companies that also wanted to respond, but didn't have the capability really to do that. So, you know, everybody's heart is in the right place, but you know, the manufacturers are sort of behind the scenes on this. And I know we've got our frontline workers who are getting some recognition and reward for their part in the COVID-19 response. So I feel like those video blogs kind of help a little bit with that with the manufacturers too, to give them a little bit of that, you know, thank you for what you're doing for this initiative.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's definitely a nice, like, that's kind of how you do your shout outs too. So you do, you do the shout outs and we push those out and we try to, you know, get that message out through all of our media outlets with it, our social media and on our website and all the outlets that we have ourselves. So those are cool. Yeah. Those shout outs are nice. And usually the manufacturers, they really like them, you know, and they're appreciative. Well,
because they can resonate with them, you know, they're walking in similar shoes. And so,
yeah,
you know, we are all in this together.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. So definitely since March, you've been super busy. You've been writing a lot of stuff. The blogs are really good. And the same with the vlogs or the video logs, and everybody can access them on our website, right? At massmep.org.
That's correct.
Yeah, so they can just go to massmep.org, and then I think there's a little tab that says resources, and under our resources tab, we each have our own little link in there, which is pretty exciting. It doesn't say Haley and Lisa, it just says blogs. Yeah, it just says blogs and podcasts, so
right.
Yeah, people can access them anytime. So, and I think Lisa and I have some things planned for the future coming up. We're putting together a little sketch comedy act, maybe.
Yeah.
That might go live, right, Lisa?
Yeah, maybe. We're gonna give it a shot, and if it's worth going live, it will.
Yeah. So for those that are listening out there, they better be prepared, because you might get included in it. You're just not aware of it yet.
Yeah. Double trouble on its way.
And all of our behind the scenes team members as well, which neither of them are with us today, so they have no idea what we're saying about them right now. Just the audience does until they listen to it. So we have our producer Matt, and we usually have our marketing director Christy Grignon too. But
yeah, and all in all, we couldn't do it without them either.
Yeah. And we definitely couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for the manufacturers.
That's true.
Right?
That is so true.
Yeah. So, and that's the whole reason we do this. The whole purpose of this is for the manufacturers and finding a way to provide them the information that's really important for them in the moment right now. And that's, you know, for us to stay relevant with them. And it's easy for them to access the information.
Yes, by doing both written and video productions, it provides a different way for people to access the information. Some people like to read, some people like to listen, some people like to watch. So, you know, hopefully you can find it all here at MassMEP.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, I think, is there anything else that you can think of that's important that we want to do for our little teaser that'll hold us over for the next couple of weeks? Or do you think we've just about covered everything?
I think we've covered everything.
Okay. So we'll just tell everybody to stay tuned and watch out for the Lisa and Haley show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's coming out soon. I'm sure that the leadership team will come up with a much better name than that, but that's what we're going to call it for now, with just our little small group of friends that are today with us. Thanks to Lisa Derby Odom for joining us this afternoon. Again, Lisa's our project development coordinator at MassMEP. And keep on listening to us every day or visiting us at massmep.org. And you can find Lisa's blogs and vlogs, because they're connected together, right, Lisa, on the page? So when they open up the blog, the blogs usually pop up on
Yes,
the blog.
Yes.
So they're connected together. So under our tab at the top of our website, there's a resources link, and you'll be able to see the blog link. And when you click in there, you'll find all of Lisa's blogs that she's been writing. She actually has about 3, maybe 5 pages worth of blogs. So I'm only at about 10 podcasts, so I've got a lot of catching up to do with you, Lisa. That's all right. Get job security, right? Job
security. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you can always listen to us any way that you subscribe to your podcast. We are on iTunes and we're also on Spotify. So thanks to everyone today for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, and stay tuned for the Lisa and Haley Show.
Take care, everybody.
Yeah. Take care. And we'll see you all soon.
Thank you so much for listening to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of MassMEP's podcasts or for more information on how MassMEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.